So the entrance is right over here. Have y'all been to Las Parcelas before? Y'all in for a treat. And boom, Axis Branson. So this is it. So we have some hammocks over here. We have chickens in the back. These are our chickens. Our pollitos. That's Bertha. No, I always name them differently every time I see them.
I feel as though whenever I'm in this space, it like puts my brain in this meditative space where I am reflecting on the hardships that I've gone through and the place where I am today. I was bullied early on, like around elementary school. People always saw that femininity in me and they were always like, oh, you're gay, you're this. I also had a really rough upbringing in my home because my mom, she raised me on one disability check. Rent was $500. Her disability check was $625. So literally all our money would go to rent and like the remaining of the bills. I came out to my family when I was 16 years old. My mom didn't really take it too well. I was raised in a Pentecostal background. So yeah, my mom was definitely uptight about me being queer. I left after I came out. I didn't run away because of my sexuality. I ran away because of the conditions in my parents' home. It was just, you know, we were just dirt poor. You should have access to running water. You should have access to electricity and heat in the winter, to a clean home environment, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I was just really depressed. I ended up at this LGBT shelter called Home for Hope. It felt like a brand new start again. Like, there was a team of support there, you know, like when I felt down, like there were people to talk to. I had like my own room for a little bit, and so I was just like, hey, hot water, I get food, I have a bed to sleep on. And so like I was satisfied, I was happy, and so I stayed there pretty much until I finished high school. So the amount of time I was homeless and struggling with situations with my housing was around the time when I was 17, and probably until the time I was 20, so 3 years. And so I had to really tap into my resources from high school and being like, go into these organizations where I interned and see if they were hiring. And so I didn't even really have to like be like, oh, I really want to work here. It was almost like they just wanted me to work there. And it was just like, no, like, you're going to be on staff. And so, boom, I'm getting employed. Then I was also working for Norris Square as the garden coordinator. And my finances were looking tight. And I was just like, hey, I'm leaving. I'm getting an apartment. Because of the gardens, I have learned a lot. Just, like, really being in tune with nature and, like, it helped me stay grounded, you know, and, like, fight through that anxiety of everyday life.